Unfortunately, for a majority of Americans like you, it seems like working into retirement and through retirement is going to be a reality. We're going to talk about how retirement is out of reach for millions of Americans, and we're going to follow a story of a man who may never be able to retire.
For the first time since the 1940s, Americans are reaching retirement in worse financial shape than their parents. An estimated 10 million above the age of 65 are still working. That is a number that has more than doubled since 1985. In tonight's Eye on America report, Mark Strassman introduces us to a man who, like others, may never be able to retire.
If I had planned harder when I was younger, and if things had went better, I wouldn't be going to work this morning. I'd be going fishing, or I'd be going hunting.
I'll see you at noon.
Or I would have her up going on a little trip somewhere.
I'll be again.
I mean, that's in my mind a lot, and I blame myself for it.
We'll just go ahead and punch right in. Morning.
Here's your sticker.
Tom Coomer is still working.
Bye-bye.
He's 80 years old, a part-time greeter 5 days a week at Walmart.
I didn't know it.
Good to see you. Y'all have a great day. Hello, hello.
Hey, Tom, Mark.
Good to meet you.
We met at this store in Wagner, Oklahoma.
I heard you're basically the mayor of Walmart. Is that true? You know
everybody? Well, I'm close to it.
How long have you worked here?
I'm going on 9 years.
9 years.
I'm only going to work 30.
Coomer is a kidder, but why he's still working is no joke.
When you got this job, you needed this job.
Yeah, you betcha I did. When you lose your retirement at a big place like McDonnell Douglas, you need a job.
In 1994, McDonnell Douglas closed its plant in nearby Tulsa. Coomer, a machinist, had worked there 29 years.
And all of a sudden, a loudspeaker come on, and it said, "Attention, McDonnell Douglas will close in 60 days. And I mean, we stopped and looked at each other and thought, what in the world? To me, that was just like you'd walked up and slapped me in the face.
Brothers and sisters, this is wild. I mean, one day you're working, the next day you hear over the loudspeaker that your job is going to be terminated in 60 days. But this man did something that a majority of Americans are not doing. He took accountability. He said, listen, if I would have planned harder, how many of us are out there that are not planning hard enough? And we think that we're like the grasshopper in the ant. It's going to be summer all the time. I'm always going to be able to make money. Everything's going to be okay. And then winter hits you. Just like this man, he is 80 years old. He said it out of his own mouth. I should be doing something other than going to work part-time 5 days a week. I should be fishing. I should be hunting. I should be with my wife spending time. Now this man has to go back to work because he did not put in the right steps. What are you doing? Are you falling behind? Do you think that you could put it off till tomorrow? Are you procrastinating of getting your finances in order and actually planning? Because we know we can't trust 401ks. We cannot trust Social Security to be there for us. Pensions are going away. We can't depend on the federal government to give us these stimulus checks or to help us through retirement. There's just too many of us. Our last episode, we talked about peak 65. It's going to be almost, 11,000 people turning 65 every day in 2024. So do you think you're going to be just a magic person that somebody's going to help through retirement? It's not going to happen. Money is flowing out faster than money is coming in, brothers and sisters. And I hope this man's story is resonating with you. It's like, I don't want to be 80 years old spending my golden years, which I should be reflecting on a beautiful life. And now I have to suffer and go to work. Now, I want to make this last point before we get back to the video. He was at work and they told him that they were going to shut down. Remember this, brothers and sisters, you can have the security all that you want of your job of 29, 30 years, but when they want to get rid of you, whether through firing or the company shuts down, that's all that's going to happen. We cannot trust businesses or anybody else to protect us. We have to invest ourselves. We have to save ourselves, or we're going to risk working into our 80s. And you can say that you like your job all that you want to, but once again, there's a difference between you going to work because you can and you feel like it and it's going to be a lot of emotional support and there's some benefits to it, and you have to go to work because if you don't, you won't be able to eat. Okay?
Because all your plans...
All my dreams was just then going out the door.
He was 56 years old with an eighth grade education and 1 year shy of a full pension. Financially, the Coomers have never recovered. Over the years, they burned through retirement savings, downsized their house and lifestyle, but still have a mortgage they can never pay off. The average American over 65 lives on about $4,100 a month. With his Walmart checks, their Social Security, and his partial pension, Tom and Ellen Coomer live on around $3,100 a month, more than $1,000 less than the national average.
Is this the retirement that you imagined?
No.
Tom's wife of 63 years has four heart blockages and diabetes. He calls her every break.
I just wanted to check on you and remember I'll be in a little after 11. Never get her out of my mind. Had her too many years, I can't afford to lose her. Have a good day.
Tom Coomer.
Alrighty.
Worries he'll never be able to afford retirement.
He likes to work and needs to work. But I feel guilty too because he's having to work at his age.
It hurts me that I can't do for her what I want to do.
Do you feel like the American dream came true for you?
I was right at the door, but I never did get to go through it.
That is sad. Man, whew, that's a tearjerker. That is a tearjerker. Hey, this is a tough one. Because I know how heartbroken this man is. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you see the hurt in that man's eyes, because he really loves this woman with all of his heart, and he thinks that he made the biggest mistake of his life, which was not preparing. He said that he was 1 year away. You know, can you imagine being 1 year away from this promise of just this full pension and everything is going to be okay? And now for the next, 30 some odd years, 20 some odd years, you're just suffering. And he feels bad that he is making his wife suffer for someone he felt like he's taken care of for his whole life, and that is, it's things that don't show up on, like financial plans. Like, I can't write this into a financial plan. Like, hey, you're going to be 81 years old and you're going to have some issues. And, your wife, she's going to have, four blockages. You're going to have to call her on your lunch break because you're afraid she may not be around when you get home. This man is trying to spend the last few moments of his life with the woman that he loves, but yet he has to go to work because of mistakes. He didn't plan hard enough. He didn't save hard enough. And hindsight is 20/20. But, we bring these stories to you because I don't want to make it sound like I am telling you, if you don't get your retirement account, you're going to live in poverty and you're going to do this. And I am not here for the scare tactics. Not at all. But what I am trying to do is I am trying to hit you with reality because this world is not trying to give you that. This world is trying to give you fluff, is trying to make you feel good so you continue to work, so you continue to buy, so you go out and you go spend all your retirement and you go spend all your life savings going on these vacations, buying these clothes, buying these shoes, buying these houses or whatever it may be to make yourself feel good, not thinking that one day you're going to need that money to even just survive. If you have food, water, shelter, you are rich. Food, water, shelter, life. In clothing, you're dressed. You are a rich individual. And we forget that everything else is just extra. And what we're finding out is that these people who are retiring, they're getting less than that. They can't afford the food. They can't afford the shelter. He said to himself, they have a mortgage they will never be able to pay off. Things are getting even more expensive. The longer they live, the harder it is going to be for them. And one thing I do want to point out, the medical. She has four heart blockages. Are you preparing for your medical emergencies? We can say, oh, I need $5,000 a month so I can go get my hair done and I can have gasoline and a nice car. But what happens when you're in the hospital for 3 or 4 days? What happens when you get that doctor's note saying that you have diabetes and now you have a medical bill or for the prescription that you need to get? What about those days? What are you going to do then? And, I don't mean to just be so emotional about this story. I've done tons of these stories, a lot of these stories. We talked about the 77-year-old and the 88-year-old electrician, all those kind of things. But what really bothers me about this one is that this man wasn't doing it for the money. He wasn't doing it for the fame. He was doing it for his wife. And for him to fall short and to miss it, you know, like, that hurts. You know, he kind of, he made him feel like a failure, you know, that he should have been spending more time with her. And it's just tough. It's just tough, brothers and sisters. So listen, this one's is going to be very simple. If you're out there, if you're out there and you are struggling, you really are. You're like, hey, you know what? I need to get my finances in order. I definitely need to. I don't want to be 81. I don't care if you're making $300,000, $400,000 a year. I don't care if you have $1 million, $2 million in your retirement. Because if your lifestyle is paycheck to paycheck, if you have tons of debt that you're paying off or student loans that you need to save too. Don't think this is just someone who works at Walmart problem. You know, you can have one or two million. You may not be safe because you're one accident away. You're one medical emergency away from losing it all. And I don't want that to happen to you. Okay. So if you need some help, I'm a certified private wealth advisor with over a decade of experience helping people create financial plans. We don't want this to happen. We need to learn to plan better. I can help you. Go into the description. All the links are there to schedule a free consultation. Let's just talk. Let's just see where you're at, because we don't want to see you on the news in 20, 30 years. Okay. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things and the owner of AB Ridgway Wealth Management. And I'm here to help you. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.